Hello and happy new year. My name is Sam and we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. This number was selected at random and we will not collect any identifying information about you, and your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made for a local nonprofit if you complete the survey as well. So, can you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Now, know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor.
Okay.
So how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? You can tell me never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
You. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, such as marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, such as hash oil?
Every day.
Every day, thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Every day.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance using your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one of them. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know as well. And for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Okay,
thank you.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
All right. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly, thank you. Now, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. And most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products and e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults, and I appreciate we're almost halfway, okay? We're almost done.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
And most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
And I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with law, Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And well, I'm going to ask you some questions about use of the following substances. We are right now at 83% of the service, so that means that we're almost done, okay? So,
okay.
Which are illegal, I'm sorry, for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess again.
Okay.
So how often do you think, or do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Once a week.
Once a week, thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor?
Never.
Okay, thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions. So for far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Okay, can you repeat that question?
No problem. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never.
Okay. And how would you describe yourself? You can select any of the ones that apply, I'm sorry. So American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American?
I'm white, non-Hispanic.
Okay. All right, thank you. As a token of appreciation, the Rising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. So please choose the organization you would like your coalition to donate to you on your behalf. We have UC Hope, DGF Activities Department. Which one would you select?
The second one.
The second one. All right. All right. So that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here. And thank you again for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.